No sense going any further with this auction unless we know what we are doing. Mensch, I ain't gonna stand down there and holler me my lungs out and sell the stuff for nothing.
Well, do you know what confused us, Herr Louis?
What?
You told us if you winked with your left eye, we should bid a little more. And you told us also if you winked with both eyes, we shouldn't bid at all, didn't you?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Then why did you wink with your right eye, then?
Hmm? I didn't wink with my right eye.
Oh, Chess, you did too, didn't he, Emil?
Yeah, you did, Herr Louis. That you did, because we both seen you do it.
Ach, Himmel, that's right, I did. And you know why that was?
No, why?
Well, you see, I was standing up there in front, looking at you this way. And you was looking at me this way. And when we stand opposite, looking at each another, your left eye is on my right. And that's what got me confused. I'm standing to looking you in the right eye, and all the time I thought it was the left.
And you know what I told Emil?
What?
Well, Emil spied at first that you was winking with the right eye. So he says to me, he says, why is he winking with his right eye for? He didn't told us what to do when he winks with the right one. So I says, the reason he's winking that one is because he's got something in it. Wasn't that smart?
Well, we got to have a different misunderstanding in between us, so that doesn't happen again. Every time I think about it, that those three bets went for $3, I get sick, I tell you.
Chess, that was awful, though. We'd have been better off if we'd have sold one of them to Emil for $7, wouldn't we?
Yeah, I know, but why shall I sell the stuff back to ourselves for? We got to get rid of it.
I know we do. But gee whiz, that's almost like paying the people to take the stuff away when you sell it that cheap. Gee whiz.
Well, I got so confused I didn't know what I was doing. I thought the man said $30.
Well, if I would have knew that you was going to sell them that cheap, I would have bought them myself and stuck them in a storage house.
Ach, that's foolish. What would you do with three beds in a storage house? Why, in 6 months it would cost you more storage than the three beds is worth. The storage house would eat the beds up.
Well, anyhow, I would have the satisfaction to know that they didn't get the beds for nothing. Why, just think of it. Three good strong iron beds for $3.
That just goes to show you that appreciation is still on yet. When the people won't offer you no more than that for $3 for three beds, cheap best.
Well, let's forget about the beds. They're gone and that's the end of that.
Well, I bet you the rest of the stuff won't go for nothing. Not if I got anything to say about it, it won't.
Well, though, let's get our signals mixed, and then it can't happen no more.
Well, I tell you what let's do then. Let's change the signals, Herr Louis. Do something else instead of winking with eyes.
All right, anything, just so we all get the same idea. Have you got any kind of a suggestion to make?
Chess. Now, what do you think about this? Take two handkerchiefs, a red one and a white one. And if you want us to keep on bidding with the people, use the white handkerchief to wipe your face. And if you don't want us to say nothing, why then use the red handkerchief.
That's a good idea. Listen, boys, I want you all to understand this. Tell them again, Wiesel, so they all hear it.
Well, Herr Louis will have two handkerchiefs, a red one and a white one. Now then, if the auction isn't going so good, and he wants us to help bidding, then he pulls out the white handkerchief and he wipes his face. And if the auction is going good, and he don't want us to say something, then he pulls out the red handkerchief and wipes his face.
Yeah, white means to go ahead and red means to stop. Does everybody understand it now?
Yeah.
Now I gotta see that I don't get confused again. So I put a red handkerchief in the right hand pocket and the white one in the left hand pocket.
Exactly. There goes the telephone. Now, I wonder who that is.
I hope that isn't Julia again.
By chimney, you better answer it yourself if it is. Because I ain't going to get into another yammerer.
What's the matter with you? I can't answer because I'm supposed to be in hospital. You go ahead and answer. And if it's her, tell her I'm in awful bad shape. Or nobody can see me for 10 days yet.
Oh, that's a good idea. Then that keeps her away for a while until we can get ready to go.
By golly, I'd rather take a licking than do this.
Ah, go ahead, there's nothing to it. It's just as easy as rolling a log off. Just tell her that I was inquiring about her, and tell her I'm still unconscientious. And tell her just so soon as I can have visitors, you leave her know.
By golly, I'm sweating like a pump.
Go ahead, and don't be such a
coward. All right, I'll do it, but it's against my grains. Hello? Hello? Yes, this is Holstead 12345. But Herr Louis is still unconscientious.
Tell her I still love her just as much as always, if not more.
Hello? Herr Louis says, well, he says, what's that? This is who? Ach, Himmel noch einmal. Jeebus, that's a choke on us.
What's the matter, isn't it her?
No, it's the man who bought the 3 beds. He wants to speak with you.
The man who bought the beds?
Chaz.
Nanu, what's the matter with him?
Say, tell him I buy him the beds back again if he don't want them.
Wait a minute so I can hear what he wants. Hello? Yeah, this is the gentleman what's holding the auction. What's that? Yeah, I know, that's what my secretary told me, that you was the man who bought the beds.
Gee whiz, maybe they broke down with him, hmm?
Wait a minute, don't keep still. Hello? Say that again, will you, please? The mattresses on the sheets didn't butt? You didn't get them? Well, just a minute. Hold on to the wires, please. Say, he says he didn't get the mattresses on the sheets with the beds.
I'll say he didn't. I took them off of the beds when you sold them for $1 each apiece. Gee whiz, what does that guy expect for $1?
Now, wait a minute. Hello? Well, you ain't entitled to the mattresses on the sheets. Oh, no, not for $1 a bed.
Tell him I buy the beds back from him if he don't like it.
Well, you want to sell the beds to us back again? You don't, huh? You what? You want the mattresses? Well, that costs you more money then. Well, just a minute. How much do we want for the mattresses on the sheets?
I wouldn't leave them go for less than $10 each apiece.
Hello? $10 each? Well, they're extra fine mattresses. Yeah, they're made of birch and wool, and they got them new open-back springs in them. Are you sure? Well, I know you can't sleep in the beds without them, but you should have thought of that when you bought them.
Tell him I give him $1.50 profit on the beds if he don't want them. I take them back again. Go
you
ahead.
You want to sell the beds back again?
Ach, Himmel, Herr Louis. There comes Julia up the front sidewalk.
Herr Louis. Herr Louis, Julia's coming.
What's that?
Julia's coming the front sidewalk up.
Ach, du lieber. Hello, goodbye. Quick, see that the door's locked shut. Well, let's go out the back way. Hurry up.
I bet you should...